Hello everyone, it is Audio Mode Day 26, so obviously that's June 26th, I almost didn't make this one today. I kept forgetting I had to record it, and then when I did remember, I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I did make it. Well, I have about maybe just under 2 hours to spare before it's midnight. Anyway, not a lot to talk about today. We did our accessibility podcast early this afternoon, and it went pretty good. There were only three of us, just me, Holly, and Eric were the only ones there today. I kind of expect the podcast in the summertime won't be quite as active because they are... because there's not as many people going to be around because it's the summertime and everything like that. And Holly's just come in and she's got me all flustered. You're not supposed to get me all flustered.
I didn't know you were going to be doing that, so I wouldn't have come in.
Yeah, well, I was talking.
I didn't hear you talking.
Oh.
I thought it was a TV in the next room.
Nope. Is not.
I'll wait until you're done.
Okay. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. What were they talking about? Oh, yeah. There won't be probably as many people on the podcast this summer because, obviously, it's the summertime and people have things to do. Not me, of course, but other people have things to do. And so, yeah, a little shorter. We did talked about a few things and had some picks. It's a pretty good episode, I think. It should be uploaded tomorrow, and you can find that at maxaccessibility.net. I'll probably mention in my audiobook tomorrow whether I upload it or not. But I tried something different this time for this podcast. I used to use an app called the Levelator to kind of make sure all the people had... like, to kind of keep the volume the same for everybody. And I stopped using it because I don't think the app is supported anymore. And I think you have to have Java installed, which I don't, so I just never really got into using it anymore. But there's a web-based thing that I've recently become aware of called Auphonic, or Auphonic, or whatever. It's A-U-P-H-O-N-I-C. And they sort of do that online. Well, they have a version you can buy, but it's extremely expensive. I think it's like $399. But they have a web-based thing, which basically you can upload your file, and it'll run all the audio processing on it, and then you can either download a file, or I think you can automatically upload it to your site, or send it to Dropbox, or I think it can do like SoundCloud and all this other stuff. It's free for 2 hours of use per month, and then after that, they have payment things. I'm not sure whether I'll keep using it or not. I like how the output sounded, but we'll have to see. It could get expensive. I guess time will tell. But, yeah, so that was a neat thing to look at, the Auphonics. And it seems to be reasonably accessible, like, from an accessibility standpoint, it seems to work reasonably well. Lastly, I wanted to mention, I've heard a lot of things lately, especially on the Blind Abilities channel, about the Boss Jock app for podcasting. And Jeff Thompson specifically did some demos of it that sound really amazing, what you can do with it. It's one of those apps I would like to be able to use it, but I don't think I can, because the kind of podcasts that we do mostly are several people talking over Skype, and it wouldn't really work for that kind of thing. But I think if you do a podcast on your own, and you have a lot of, like, background music and a lot of bumpers and things like that, then I think the Boss Jock app would be really good. But otherwise, for me, like I said, I don't think it's something I could use. But it sounds really awesome. And it may be an app. Like, it's not super expensive, all things considered. It's, like, I think it's around $10. But it's right now it's more than I would spend for something I don't think I could use. But if it ever goes on sale, I might get it and play around with it. But I think that's going to be it for today. And I will be back with more tomorrow. Take care, everyone.